everybody. Welcome to the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Hummer. I'm here with my brother, Doug.
Yo.
And our good friends, Kenneth and Eric.
What's up?
Oh. How's everyone doing tonight? Everyone have a good week?
Yes.
Yeah.
Went fast.
Hell yeah. All right, we got a lot to get into. We're doing our WrestleMania match tier list tonight, and we're also taking some questions from the fans. So we asked some people to ask us anything about WrestleMania. We got a couple questions that are just like wrestling related too that we're going to answer. So can't wait to take them for the people that participated. Thank you. We appreciate the support. Yeah.
It's a full teeth to get it.
And the WrestleMania match tier list, that's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to go one WrestleMania at a time and go through all the matches. We're not starting from the first one. Don't worry, Kenneth. We're not doing all the old shit right off the bat. But we're going to go one WrestleMania at a time, tier all the matches, and then pick a different one, maybe do a question or two in between. And, yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun here today. But before we do that, let's go to Doug with the plugs.
All right. Let me scooch up here. Make sure you listen to Boxman and Smart, the Dirt Sheet Dudes, every Wednesday and Wednesday night, Mixer.com/Dirt Sheet Dudes. They can be found on all major podcast platforms. And then Saturday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time for Hollywood Hangout, Mixer.com/Hollywood Hangout. Listen to us every Friday night, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted for the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. Next week, we will be talking WrestleMania 23 on March 25th. We'll be talking WrestleMania 3. And on April 1st, we're basically going to end all the WrestleMania talk by talking WrestleMania 8. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, here on blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted, will be Unscripted Unlimited. It'll be Daniel, Eric, and myself. Eric, it is your turn to pick.
Oh, okay. I'll announce that at the end of the show.
Okay. All right, sounds good. All right, Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time for Scaredy Cats, Daniel and Mindy.
Yes, sir. We're going to be doing the movie Hellfest, I believe. We're going to be doing Hellfest, and we're going to be talking about we're also going to be doing something a little different. We're going to be coming up with our own theme park, horror-themed theme park, and kind of talking about that, what we would do and what we would do differently with the concept. But Hellfest is a really good movie, kind of like a horror theme park thing, and shit goes wrong, and a good watch, so we're going to be talking about that.
Hellfest, isn't that what we usually call family birthday parties? Alright, and then, of course, make sure you check out our buddy Sean, Elite Diplodoc, on YouTube, and he doesn't do the Twitch anymore, right?
No, he doesn't have a Twitch.
Okay. And I believe that's it for the plugs. And yeah.
All right, boys. Before we get into it, the nitty-gritty, let's get into a question first.
Okay.
All right. Do you got the question that Eric's brother asked? Does Eric have it?
I do.
All right. Go ahead. Go ahead, Eric. I'll pull up
the group. The first one is, what's the highest rated WrestleMania match ever?
Okay. So, like, do you know if he's talking like Meltzer's ranking?
Yeah.
That's what he's talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so I asked him.
All right. Man, you're really on the ball today. So the highest, the match that Meltzer gave the highest rating to in the Observer, as far as WrestleManias go, is Bret Hart and Stone Cold Steve Austin, the submission match from WrestleMania 13.
Yep.
So,
I even have the top 15.
Oh, well, give us the other four.
4.
So 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Number 5. Anybody want to guess?
I'm almost going to say the TLC match from 17.
Anybody else?
I'll say Austin and Rock wrestling at 15.
Daniel?
I'm not sure.
Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels, WrestleMania 25, give it a 4.75.
Ah.
Hell yeah. I mean, that was a legendary match.
Right. And that came in at number 5, right?
Yep. Number 4,
number 4.
Any guesses? Yep.
I'm going to say Savage Steamboat.
Yeah. Hey, go on, Eddie.
I'll say a triple threat match at WrestleMania 20 for the World Heavyweight title. The Raw, Michaels, and Triple H.
No, it was actually Shawn Michaels, Undertaker, Part 2. I mean, not Part 3, I guess. WrestleMania 26, same rating, 4.75.
Right. I have a problem with that. I think 26 wasn't as good as 25. I'm sorry.
Now, the funny thing is, I actually think 26 was a better pay-per-view, was a better WrestleMania than 25, though.
Yeah.
I think 26 was better. Match-wise, 26 was better. But for the match height, because I knew 26, that was Michael's last match. So 25 was mainly so much better.
Number 3?
I'm going to say Savage Steamboat again.
I'll give you a clue. It's another Taker match.
The match against Edge?
Taker.
Which one?
I say Punk and Taker at 29.
No. It's Triple H and Undertaker, Hell in a Cell. 4.752.
All right, and then number 2 has to be Savage and Steamboat.
No, it's Shawn Michaels' Razor Ladder Match, WrestleMania 10.
God, Meltzer really sucks Shawn's cock, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's something else.
I mean, same with Undertaker's three in the top 5. I mean, he's Mr. WrestleMania, so, too.
Yeah.
So. And then Bret Hart and Stone Cold gave 5. I'm surprised he didn't give a 6.
So that's the
yeah.
highest rated WrestleMania match?
Yeah.
So technically, yeah. Omega to Okada is better than that match in his eyes.
Yeah.
Because they got, like, what, 7
yeah.
stars or some shit?
Yeah.
Basically.
That's funny.
But do you guys agree that that's the best WrestleMania ever?
The best WrestleMania match ever?
I mean, we're going to
yeah.
get to that one. I don't. It's in my top 5.
Oh, yeah, okay.
For sure.
It's in my top 3.
Yeah, it's in my top 3.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, you want to get into the tier list?
Yeah, we'll get to more questions. We'll get to more questions later.
Okay. All right. What WrestleMania do you want to start with, Eric?
WrestleMania 30.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right.
Well, it is one of Eric's, you know, favorite WrestleManias, obviously, you know, because of Yes-O-Mania.
It was a pretty good WrestleMania. Daniel Bryan and Triple H.
I think this WrestleMania introduced the whole 5 hour, 6 hour long WrestleMania. No.
Yeah,
this was
yeah.
This was,
yeah.
This,
It was a damn good one, though. I agree. Let's get into it. Daniel Bryan and Triple H for the opener. We got our five tiers here. We have elite, very good, mediocre, meh, and garbage. Trash. Bottom of the barrel, ass cheeks. What are we going to put this in? Clintus, what do you think?
I'm going to go very good. I think this match was the reason why is because of the build-up and why it took place. Okay? This thing lasted almost to SummerSlam of 2012. Ever since the big screw drop with Randy Orton handing, getting held over that title and how he had to fight his way to earn this match. And it wasn't even about the title. Triple H made it about the title. He wanted a match with Triple H himself. Triple H was the one that sent dude a wrench in there saying, well, the winner is going to be make it into a triple threat match at the end of the main event. Daniel Bryan never wanted a title match. He wanted a match with Triple H. He didn't ask for a title match.
He asked to be put in the title match, didn't he?
No. He wanted a match tied up to the authority. And he was wanting a match with Triple H. And because Triple H always looked at him as a B-plus player. And he wanted to prove that he was more than that. But with Triple H always throwing garbage in his way, it was either I had to prove my wealth to this man. That's what that story was all about. Triple H was like, and got tired. The only reason Triple H said because he got tired of Randy Orton complaining about Batista being the Royal Rumble winner and going, and facing Batista one-on-one at WrestleMania.
I agree. Very good.
I'd put it very good.
I would, too, because this is actually, like, one of, like, Triple H's last good WrestleMania matches.
Yeah.
Or that he had for, like, a couple of years. Because the match with Sting, I mean, it was good for the nostalgia.
Yeah.
The Reigns match sucked.
Yeah.
The Rollins match sucked.
Yeah.
Thank God for Ronda Rousey, or else that mixed tag would have sucked.
That was fun, though.
It was a fun match to watch, but this was Triple H's last good WrestleMania match, so I agree, very good.
And the storyline was so good that it got you in.
What about the music video that they aired before the match?
I mean, because this was technically a better wrestling match than the main event.
Yeah.
And this is Bryan really got to show. I mean, this is Bryan's show. This is the show of Daniel Bryan. This is where he became a superstar. Now he's at AEW, but this is kind of when they put the rocket ship on him, and for good reason. And I think him and Triple H actually did a pretty damn good job.
Yeah. Yeah, good chemistry.
They had great chemistry. The Shield against Kane and the New Age Outlaws, Billy Gunn and Road Dogg. To me, this was like filler. Bottom of the barrel filler. I mean, it was all right. The Shield was great at the time, and, you know, they were definitely on a hot streak, but it's kind of like they were just feeding somebody to them. The New Age Outlaws were way past their prime. And, you know, Kane was kind of on the outs as well, not really having too many good matches like he used to. So, to me, this is meh.
I'll agree with
you. Yeah.
Was this the Shield's first WrestleMania?
No, 29 was her first WrestleMania, Eric.
Absolutely. The 31-man Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal for the Memorial Trophy.
I actually kind of enjoyed this. I mean, this is actually like the only good Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal that they've had. So, I'm actually going to say it was very good.
I say very good. It was enjoyable.
This is one of the only Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royals that I really enjoyed. So, and I think they had a good winner for it.
What, Clintus?
Well, I look at this. I thought they ironed that. So it was supposed to set face for, like, I guess a new, to make almost like a mini Royal Rumble. Like, it's supposed to set shelves for a new young star. Like, Barry Corbin was real young when he won that Royal Rumble. I mean, Battle Royal. And he was just, like, one of the almost the top slash heels, baby faces, or whatever you want to call him at the time. I mean, he had a lot of talent. Yeah. That they could have done a lot with, which they've never done.
Yeah.
I thought it was good.
I forgot Barry Gordon won this one.
My
yeah.
one right there is good.
Very good.
Very good.
Very
all
good.
Right. John Cena and Bray Wyatt. The wrong guy won.
Right.
Was a
oh,
good
yeah.
match, but hard to get past that the wrong guy won here.
Who was the wrong guy?
John Cena should not have won this match. Bray Wyatt kind of needed it at the time.
I would
yeah.
give a mediocre just for that.
I'm going to give a mediocre because, as he said, the wrong guy won.
Clintus?
I don't want to say middle of the road.
All right. Going all the way through here. All right. Now, the ending of the streak, Brock Lesnar and The Undertaker.
I know a lot of people are upset about Brock ending the streak. I'm not a Brock Lesnar fan.
Yeah.
Should he have been the one to end the streak? No. And I do think that the match started out good, but you could just also tell that The Undertaker belonged in a retirement home.
Yeah.
I think the match was just mediocre.
Yeah, I mean, the match definitely sucked. I mean, he had trouble getting him up for the suplex a few times. It went 20-something minutes. It wasn't that. It launched a lot for Brock, and it did a lot for Brock. I'd just say middle of the road, though.
Yeah. It went 10 minutes too long.
And the build-up,
but you also
was
didn't
want to
end the streak
easy.
In, like, 10 minutes. So.
No, not at
all. It had, like, no build-up either.
No. Middle of the road. Okay.
Well, you're talking about two part-time wrestlers who wasn't going to be on Russia TV. I mean, this is when the network, you got to realize, the network just launched. Okay, and when the network first launched, they started putting on main event. And I remember about 2 or 3 weeks, they advertised that Undertaker was going to be on main event. Main event, a network exclusive show. Like, nobody really watches that. Well, I remember I turned in to watch it just to see him choke out Paul Heyman.
Yeah, exactly. The build-up for this was on main event. That tells you all you need to know.
You got somebody in the chat.
Stanley Cup 28. Yes,
somebody
he did break the Undertaker. He broke the Undertaker. And he's got a point. It did do a lot for Brock's career. I don't mind Brock ending the streak. I really don't. And he's right. He broke the Undertaker. And it was a good moment. Yeah, he did.
I don't think he broke.
Yeah,
I don't
know what
to say because if you watch like the documentary, he said it himself that he was out of that match 2 minutes in because he suffered a concussion. He didn't know where he was at. Taker wrestled that match off a concussion. He didn't know where he was at. He was rushed to the hospital, and we didn't see him until for a whole year. This to make our appearance to beat Bray Wyatt the following and that's one.
Yeah. And that was it was a little – I mean, I liked the tear that Brock went on after, and I think it meant a lot. And it kind of – it really cemented him as the Beast.
Right.
It could have gone to a young guy, absolutely. And, of course, maybe Bray. It would have been great. But –
I think CM Punk should have entered the streak.
Well, that was his last great WrestleMania match, Undertaker. Undertaker and CM Punk was a really good match.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that definitely, Punk, I don't know if Punk should have ended the streak. I think you could have given it to somebody else. But if you were going to have anybody end the streak that, you know, he was facing at WrestleMania, then yeah, Punk should have been, because that match was really good. I think the cat just told me no.
Yeah, so put this at middle of the road. And let's go to the Vicky Guerrero Invitational match.
Oh, God.
For the Divas Championship. AJ Lee wins this thing against Oksana. You remember her? Alicia Fox, Brie Bella, Cameron, Emma, Eva Marie, Layla, Naomi, Natalia, Nikki Bella, Rosa Mendez, Summer Rae, and Tamina. What about 7 minutes? This is kind of right on the precipice, right before the Women's Revolution and all that stuff. And it was starting to kind of take place, but this was kind of filler, too.
Right. I'm just going to say meh.
Okay, meh.
I mean, just because, like, you know, the next night we got Paige beating AJ.
Yeah. That was more of a moment in its own right.
Right.
All right.
Did
so
we
all
agree. Brett and Vince?
That's from 26. We could probably get to 26 later.
No, let's do it now.
You want to do it now?
Yeah, because we might not hit 26. Stanley Cup 28, appreciate the question. He asks, where would we list Bret Hart and Vince McMahon? From WrestleMania 26. This was a good nostalgia match. I mean, it was paying off something a little too late, but it was entertaining and it was fun. It was what it was. I mean, Vince really didn't have any business in the ring at that point.
Neither did Bret, because Bret, you know, Bret couldn't do much because he was recovering from a stroke.
Yeah, he could barely move, too.
But having the Hart family involved, which, by the way, I don't know if a lot of people know this or not, Bret really did not get along with his siblings after Montreal. Because, to be honest with you, none of them really wanted to leave Vince McMahon. So the fact that all the Hart family, like, they were united and all that, it made no sense, because if you read Bret's book, he can't stand any one of them.
Bret can't stand anybody but himself.
The only siblings that Bret actually liked are no longer here. And that's his older brother, Dean, who tragically died in 1990, Owen, who unfortunately passed away in 99, and his brother, Smith, who actually passed away a couple years ago.
Wow.
Those are the only siblings Bret likes.
He's the only brother left, right?
No, there's still Bruce and Keith and Ross and Wade.
How many brothers did he have?
There was 8 Hart boys.
Wow.
Yeah. Stu Hart got more cum in, got enough cum in him to shampoo a buffalo.
Did Jerry Lawler ever say that? Was that one of his lines?
No, that was actually Arn Anderson's line.
That's funny. But yeah, so you want to get to the where are we going to put this match?
I would say just because of the nostalgia, it would be very good.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you guys can disagree with me.
I'd go mediocre. Yeah. I think they didn't really have much left in the tank.
I'll go mediocre.
All right. All right, our main event for WrestleMania 30, Daniel Bryan versus Batista and Randy Orton.
I'll say very good.
Go ahead, Clintus.
I want to go 5 out of 5. I want to go 5 out of 5. I think it was the best match of the night.
It was because of the nostalgia.
So would you put that as an elite WrestleMania match, or would you just say very good?
I'll put for that match, I will probably say I'll put it as one of the top elite of this history. Put it this way. I will put it as elite of this timeline. Not all time, but this modern day era we are in right now, it's elite.
Oh, I'm going to get this.
I'm calling it the PGF. The PG era, I'm sorry. Because if you look at the PG era, there's not a lot of good elite matches you can say. I'm sorry, I just can't. As far as the guys at WrestleMania, if I got this 30, I can't.
So,
yeah.
Very good or elite?
I'm going to go very good. Very good.
I think I agree with Quintus. I agree with that.
So, Batista, Randy Orton, and Daniel Bryan.
Yep.
Very good. WrestleMania 30. All right, I think we should get into another question.
All right, I got a question from the old school wrestling Facebook group that we run. From a man named Thomas Body. He asked earlier today, would you guys think it would be cool if this year at WrestleMania they did an I Quit match similar to the one from back in the day with Magnum TA and Tully Blanchard for Bianca Belair and Becky Lynch and put it in a cage? And also, he said, what if they make Roman Reigns and Brock cage Iron Man match and give it a Starrcade 83 feel to it? So let's tackle the first one first a little bit. What would you think of having them in a steel, Becky and Bianca in a steel cage I Quit match?
Okay. So the funny thing about that and Starrcade 85, you got to remember who booked Starrcade 85. All right, Dusty. All right, and Dusty was all about the gimmicks, all about, like, you know, special attractions and all that.
Yeah, he loved that stuff.
Okay. And there's nothing wrong with it. But you don't want to add too much. Okay? So it would either be, you would have to go either steel cage or I Quit, I think. I would like to see an I Quit match between the two of them. I think it would be kind of cool.
I think that's perfect for them, for those two to be I Quit match.
Yeah, for Becky and Bianca, I think that would be perfect. You want me to get into the other one? Or?
Yeah.
And the next one is the steel cage Iron Man with Roman and Brock, right?
Yeah. I don't know about that one as much. I don't know if I would...
Steel cage, yes.
I don't know if I'd have those.
Iron Man, no.
Yeah.
Because they don't need to go an hour to... or a half hour to an hour.
Yeah. That could be a 20-minute cage match. Yeah, I like the cage. I think that could be brutal.
Yeah.
A nice, good match.
I agree with that.
Although the last time they were in the cage, Roman Reigns actually won the match, but because it wasn't scripted, the referee had to look like a complete moron and say, oh, no, Brock won.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And then they asked Kurt about it, and Kurt's like, what do you want me to do? Yes, Roman won the match, but the referee's decision is final. Okay, so you guys want to look stupid? Like, it's just, So, yes to a cage, no to an Iron Man.
How about a first blood match? Stanley Cup.
For who?
I guess he's talking about for Brock and Roman.
I mean, it could work.
A First Blood, yeah,
I could see that.
For Brock and
Roman, yeah.
Yeah, for Brock and Roman, that would work, yeah. The girls, I don't think anybody would, like, allow that to happen.
Oh, no, not in 2022.
Yeah, no.
You want to get another question?
Sure, we can do another question. We got one of the old school from John Rogers. He said, what's the single most important event moment from wrestling's history? But why don't we kind of veer that to WrestleMania history?
WrestleMania history. I know a lot of people would say that the most important WrestleMania, especially the early years, was WrestleMania 3. And Andre kind of passing the torch to Hogan.
Yeah, I mean, that was a big one. I think I would almost go, I think I would go Savage and Steamboat from the same WrestleMania.
Right.
Because it really, it brought great wrestling to the forefront.
Right. I mean, a lot of people, you know, Attitude Era fans will say, well, Austin winning the title.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Or, you know, even going back to Austin and Bret.
I was going to say, that's the one I was going to say. That was the start of the Austin era.
What do you think is the single most important moment or event in WrestleMania history, Kenneth?
The most important, I'll go, you know, I'll probably go WrestleMania 15, the Austin era.
15 or 14?
Yeah, it's 14.
15. No. Yeah, 14.
I mean, yeah, because, again, that really started an era, and that really got Austin moving more than what, you know, 13 did, I think.
Then Stanley Cup, Reagan said Undertaker and Kane for WrestleMania 15. That was a big moment as well.
Yeah. I hate to be the one to correct, but that was actually WrestleMania 14.
Yeah. He just said that. I mean 14. Absolutely. But speaking of WrestleMania 15, that's going to be the next one we're going to get into.
Cool.
The tier list.
Oh, no,
yeah. So let's start it off. We're not going to count the Heat matches. Let's go with Hardcore Holly and Al Snow
and
Billy Gunn for the Hardcore Championship in a triple threat match.
I actually thought this was a good opener. I to be honest with you, because I kind of liked the Hardcore division back in the WWF. So, like, to me, it was fun to watch. It wasn't, like, a classic or anything like that, but I really thought it was a nice hardcore brawl. I would actually say, I mean, I'm going to say very good, just because, again, I have a soft spot for the division.
I agree. I think very good.
I want to go very good.
Yeah, I think I'd agree. It was a decent hardcore action to open up the card. I thought it was pretty good. Absolutely. All right, next we got the tag team title match. Owen and Jeff Jarrett versus D'Lo Brown and Test.
I'm just going to say meh.
D'Lo Brown.
I liked Owen and Jeff as a team, but yeah. D'Lo Brown and Test were clearly thrown together.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because they won that Battle Royal.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with you.
Yeah.
I want to say he's trash.
I agree.
Matt's trash.
Clinton's having to be different.
It's not me. It was true. You going to put two guys together and make a wrestle for less than an hour and make a wrestle again? The two people who never team in my life don't even like each other, expect to win. That's just trash. It's bad looking. Awful.
He's not wrong.
Come on, what a good idea.
He had a point.
Yeah.
Yeah, big point. All right. Now the All-Star Brawl for All match. Butterbean and Bark Gun.
Oh, my God.
I love this match. I was a big fan of the Brawl for All. You know.
Oh, my God, Clintus.
Yes, I did like the Brawl for All.
It sucked.
Just for the theme. It was just for the theme.
Some of it was actually entertaining, so I will stick up for him there. I mean, I will, you know, kind of chastise him because when we reviewed the Brawl for All, you know, back last summer, he was not on the show.
Yeah.
The fact that, and if he would have been on the show, that probably would have saved the episode because I'm pretty sure everybody was asleep during that. So, you know, curse him for not being on that episode. But as far as this goes, it was 35 seconds.
Yeah, it was just the burial of Bart Gunn.
I pee longer than that.
And this was a shoot, right? This is a real fight.
Yeah.
Bart Gunn got fucked up. Poor Bart.
So I'm going to say, man.
He got punished for winning a tournament.
Yeah.
How fucked up is that?
Yeah.
So you got a professional boxer going against a wrestler, okay? What you expect? You got a professional boxer. What would you expect him to go? All three rounds in 1 minute? Oh, let's take it now. This is not before the stage celebrity appearances like we have now. You know, if you want to have someone that caliber, Bart Gunn, Butterbean, you would expect them to knock them out. And that's especially what I was happy to see. He got knocked out. I enjoyed it.
That's fucked up.
I thought it was okay.
Poor Bart. I mean, I'd put this in meh.
I put it in mediocre.
Yeah, it was a mediocre match, yes, but what you expect? It's the Brawl for All.
Man, mediocre.
All right. Then we got Mankind and Big Show.
And the winner would be the guest referee for the main event.
And Mankind wins by DQ.
Right, because Big Show just lost his marbles. And then Vince McMahon comes out, and then Big Show headbutts Vince McMahon and then gets sent to jail.
Yeah.
I say mediocre.
It's pretty much what it was. I mean, the Attitude Era was really not known for the wrestling.
That's true. WCW is more known for the wrestling, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, even around this time, too, when everything was fresh. But, yeah, no, I'll just say, yeah, so we'll say mediocre. Or I'll say it. I don't know what everybody else is going to say, but.
I say mediocre, too.
Yeah, I go mediocre. All right. We got a four-quarters match for the Intercontinental title. We got Goldust with, I think, both Ryan Shamrock and Blue Meanie's only WrestleMania appearance.
Yeah.
Going against, well, yeah, Goldust, Ken Shamrock, and Val Venus.
Yeah, and by the way, Ken Shamrock and Val Venus eliminated each other by countout. And then Road Dogg got the win here. And what actually happened was Ryan Shamrock accidentally cost Goldust a match, so Goldust dumped her. The third man to dump her in like 3 weeks. Which, by the way, I do have to say this. She was Ken Shamrock's storyline sister. In real life, she was his girlfriend.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh.
They dated.
I mean, she was a very attractive young
lady.
I'm not saying she wasn't attractive. I'm just saying that oh, yeah, Kenny, that's a nice fucking girlfriend you got there. Oh, yeah, we're going to make her your sister.
That must have been awkward.
That's funny. Yeah, so this is mediocre for me. I didn't think it was.
Yeah.
I mean, good concept. I like all four guys, but in utilization, it wasn't that great.
No, I'm going to agree.
Okay, man.
Yes, mediocre. I'm happy Road Dogg won the match. But still mediocre.
Right. He won the match, but yet lost the Intercontinental title to Goldust the next night.
Now, another match that ends by EQ, Triple H and Kane.
This was actually very underratedly good.
Yeah, it was a pretty good match. People forget about how good this actually was.
Yeah. And the thing is, China at the end, she turned on Kane. You know, seemingly to join or to rejoin DX. I mean, I'm actually going to say it was very good.
But then DX turns heel too, right?
No.
Triple H turns heel later in the night.
I think
I'm
going to
say very good for this one.
I mean, yeah, I think very good.
Yeah, I'll agree with you guys.
Yeah, so would I.
All right, the wrestling
probably
class.
Probably one of the best matches in the card.
Yeah, I'd agree. All right. A Barb Burner of a wrestling classic. We got Tori, not Tori Wilson, the other one, versus Sable. Sable comes out, does her signature grind. Great move.
Fantastic move.
I mean, neither of these girls can work a lick.
And the thing is that Tori was actually a veteran.
Yeah.
A veteran, like, in wrestling, not a veteran as in, like, you know, she had been in combat.
Yeah.
I'm going to say trash or garbage.
Yeah, I'd agree. This was a shitty match. The Women's Championship back then.
It meant nothing. That Women's Championship meant nothing back in the hit. And the attitude there.
It was a bathroom break. So, back.
And by the way, this was the debut of Nicole Bass.
Really?
Yeah. May she rest in peace. So so believe it or not, I'm not going to say anything bad about Nicole Bass.
She was a beast, she was jacked.
Yeah. I think the running gag, actually, on the old THT show was Bachman actually had the hots for him.
I believe it. Shane McMahon and X-Pac. Triple H turns heel.
Which was sad.
Yeah.
Shane McMahon, when allowed to, could work.
Yeah. No, he could, for sure.
Unfortunately, he wasn't allowed to a lot. But with the right opponent, which X-Pac was, I'm going to say it was another very good match.
A solid match. Very good.
Yeah, I'd go very good, too. All right. Undertaker and Boss Man.
Let's let Clint take this one first, because I've heard him bitch about this match many times.
Wait, what you mean, bitch? This match?
Undertaker and Boss Man and Hell in a Cell.
Well, all right, let's put it this way. This match did not fit a Hell in a Cell type of situation in my eyes. This was more like ministry versus corporation. Go these two together. Let's bring that cell in and do nothing. It was definitely the cell did this job and kept everybody out. It wasn't really used as a weapon. If you look at all the classic Hell in the Cells, this was really average of the old school Hell in the Cell. And it was a normal wrestling match. It didn't really need to be put in there. It was just there just as decoration. Let's put it that way. The best part of the match is watching Bossman get hung at the end of the match.
So you're an advocate for murder.
Huh?
I mean, no, I do agree with you. I really didn't like this. So where would you put this, Glynis?
You know what? I will put it as middle of the road, just for the ending.
Okay. I'm going to say meh. of, I mean, because I do agree with, like, everything you said. And like I said, like, you and I have talked about this match, you know, many times. Many times because, you know, you and I go so way back, you know, way back in the, especially the times when we used to room, go to hotels in Virginia Beach and share those naked steam rooms together.
What the fuck are you talking about? I will slap the mess out of you right now if I wasn't on this phone.
Sounds like you two have had some good memories.
Yeah.
All right. Undertaker, I mean,
I think they were better for me than him. Oh, I watched too many Nathan Lane interviews.
I mean, he literally hung the man.
Yeah.
This is trash. This isn't a good match.
Well, Clint liked the hanging.
That's cool, but it wasn't good.
Yeah. All right, Eric?
I say trash. I don't even remember.
All right. Now we get to the meat and potatoes. Stone Cold and The Rock. No DQ match for the WWF Championship. The corporation's banned from ringside and Mankind your special guest referee. Obviously, we know what happens. Austin wins the match. This is the first in a string of three great WrestleMania matches between the two. You don't like this match, Doug.
I was not necessarily a fan of it.
Get into it.
I think that, like, of...
I knew it.
Like, the thing is, about this match, it was okay. It just wasn't... It wasn't great. Like, obviously, it wasn't 17. It wasn't 19. But it was a good start. But, I mean, I wasn't a fan of it. I do think that the best match on the show was Triple H and Kane.
Yeah.
So, I'm just going to say that this match was mediocre.
I'm going to say very good. I'm going to be biased.
I love this match.
Yeah.
I mean, it was...
You think this was the best of the three?
No, it wasn't the best of the three. The second one is. But it's a really good... I like it better than the third one. No, that's the one The Rock
was.
I thought this match was...
We saw that coming. Everybody knew.
It was good Attitude Era violence, you know. They were just beating the shit out of each other, and it was fun. And these two going at it, they were both the man. They were both really good, and they're prime. And it was fun to watch. I go very good.
Yeah. I mean, this match was everything that I was supposed to be. I mean, the build-up of the match was great. It was basically... Austin redoing his first title run should have gone. That's basically what this story was all about. With Vince McMahon being in his way, even at the beginning of the match, he tried to name Shane McMahon. It took Shawn Michaels to bring out Earl Hebner.
Good storyline, good ending.
Yeah. So I will say it's one of the elite matches out there, so I'm going to give it an elite.
Watch a movie with you. All right, so Clint is saying elite, so are we going to go very good then?
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, this is very good. All right, Eric, do you have any more questions on your end?
My brother has two more. What's the greatest MSG WrestleMania?
20.
I agree with that.
I agree with that, too. WrestleMania 20 is one of my favorites.
Mine, too.
What was his other question?
Kenneth didn't answer.
No, I want to go with 20. Yeah.
The other one is, who has main evented the most WrestleMania in history? I know the answer.
Hogan.
Hogan, yeah.
Because he main evented 8 of the first 9.
Yep.
And I think Triple H's second was 7.
So nobody currently is close, right? Maybe Reigns.
Reigns, I think, is going to head to. He's either going to be on 5 or 6.
What's Brock at?
Let's see. Brock. He main evented. He main evented 19. He main evented 34. And he main evented 36. So this coming up, this is going to be his 4th.
And Cena.
Cena did 22, 23,
27, 28, 29. 5. Okay. So he is up there. And Randy Orton should be up there too, I think.
Randy Orton's only got a couple of them.
Okay. I'm surprised Randy Orton has a few.
Yeah. So I'm going to get into a question that we got from our buddy Stevie. Or should we call him Stanley Cup 28? he had asked why Paul Orndorff didn't have a match at WrestleMania 3. It's very simple. Orndorff was hurt.
What happened to him?
So back when he had that big run with Hogan and they had a match in Toronto at the big event, Orndorff hurt his arm.
Ooh.
But the problem is they wanted the feud with Hogan to continue. So he couldn't take time off. So they did the cage match on Saturday night's main event. And then they asked him, they said, well, do you want a match for WrestleMania? He goes, I have to take time off. They already the match with Hogan's already done. So basically they gave him, he only took a few months off. He needed to get surgery done, but he elected not to have the surgery. So that's why he was not at WrestleMania. He was not at WrestleMania 3.
I have another question.
Okay.
It's from John, our old pal that used to help out. He asked, what WrestleMania we're looking forward to this year?
What match at WrestleMania?
Yeah.
I mean, I think the only one I'm really looking forward to is Edge and AJ.
Yeah. And who Seth Rollins is going to face, too.
I don't know. Who is he going to face?
Rumors are, one rumor is Cody.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, you have to come in first.
I'm excited for to see Stone Cold make an appearance on the KO show. I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I think Logan Paul's going to burn the house down with the Miz.
I don't want to talk about it.
I can't believe Logan Paul's in the new WWE game, too.
Yeah?
He's going to be DLC.
Yeah, he's going to be DLC, so he's not going to be available for a couple of months, but he's going to be in it.
He's in the clown package, who would have thought? Did Doink the Clown get the top billing over him? But
sounds about right.
We'll get into one more question, and then we'll get into one last WrestleMania. We'll obviously do this again, but we're running out of tape or radio, whatever the fuck. Last question, and this isn't exactly a WrestleMania question, but a gentleman in our old school group asked it earlier, and I think we should address it because I think it's a pretty good question. A man by, and I'm going to throw it to you first, Doug. a man by the name of Steve Mails said, I've often wondered about jobbers. Who or what decides that who the jobber is? I would think mic skills and or ring presence. What's your take?
So the classification for a jobber is basically, it's usually a local guy or a guy that really just like, you take a look at him and it's just like, okay, could he captivate an audience? Or is he just somebody that's going to be out there for like a 2-3 minute match? And I think like what it is that like you meet the guy and it's like, okay, can you captivate a crowd? Do you have mic skills? If you don't have mic skills, then because jobbers don't cut promos. I mean, Ellsworth did, but
that's it. And they let Barry on the mic every once in a while.
Well, yeah, when they started pushing him.
Yeah.
But it was more of, it's more of, you know, the mic skills, you know, maybe the ring presence or just like looking at him and be like, all right, could we get him over in winning a few matches or is he just somebody that's just going to go out there, get beat up for a few minutes and lose and put a guy over?
Right.
Because it's also how good you can look putting somebody over. You know, Bob Cook, who's a former guest of this show, he spent years in Crockett and in WCW as a jobber.
Right.
Because he could get guys over.
Exactly.
Yep.
All right. Hell of a question. And yeah, I mean, the booker decides.
Yeah.
But let's – Clinton, what is one WrestleMania that you want us to do a tier on? You get to pick the last one, big dog.
Whew. One WrestleMania.
It's all on you.
All on me. I want to go 17. Let's do
one of the greatest of all time and see where it really stacks up. I agree. WrestleMania 17. That'll be the last one we get into tonight, guys. And let's start off.
Now, we should also preface the fact that we have covered this before.
Yes, we have. We've given this stars and stuff, but we haven't tiered them.
Right. Well, and also, too, we did this 2 years ago, so I don't think any of us really remembers what the fuck we gave.
So let's put them in a tier list. Chris Jericho and William Regal to start this off. A whole angle based on peeing in a cup of coffee. Good opener.
Yeah. The only thing is that they worked really stiff.
Yeah. They did beat the shit out of each other. I'd say it was, I can't go very good. I'd probably go mediocre.
And me too, unfortunately.
But I like both guys.
I love both guys.
Yeah.
I think mediocre.
Yep.
I'm going to go middle of the road.
All right. Next up, Taz and the APA, Bradshaw and Farouk, against the Right to Censor. Bull Buchanan, the Godfather, and Val Venus with Steven Richards, who's like the leader of the group, but he wasn't in the match, in their corner. This only goes about 4 minutes. I think it's another mediocre match. This really wasn't anything. Taz... Was Taz baby at the time?
He was kind of baby. They had just turned him. He was technically taking over the Jerry Lawler role because Jerry Lawler was feuding with Right to Censor at the time. Jerry Lawler left the company in protest because they fired his wife, who he ended up divorcing later in the year anyway. He divorced her so he could return to the WWF, which actually is not that far of a fetch.
Yeah.
Taz was basically taking over Lawler's spot. He was baby, even though Taz to me doesn't really scream babyface.
No.
I mean, Taz nowadays screams, get off my lawn. but, like, I would just say mediocre, too.
Yeah, for the greatest WrestleMania, the first two going mediocre. Absolutely.
Well, hold on. What are the other two?
Probably two weakest matches on the card.
Yeah, they are. Do you guys think
the
same thing?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Mediocre. Now let's go on to something that isn't mediocre. Kane, Raven, and Big Show. One of my favorite hardcore matches of all time. I love this fucking match. I can go and rewatch it all the time. This is Raven's best work in the WWF. Big Show looked like $1 million, and Kane was great on a hot streak. To me, I know I'll get flack, but I go Elite. This is a really good
It was fun
match.
Yeah.
I love this match. And didn't this match rank in the countdown for Raven?
Yeah.
So the funny thing about the hardcore division is that the hardcore division was featured prominently, obviously, because the title existed for 15, 16, also known as WrestleMania 2000.
Yeah.
17 and 18. The only time the hardcore division had a weak match at WrestleMania was 18. Because Goldust and Maven really wasn't that good. The backstage segments and shit were actually pretty good. Especially Al Snow and Teddy Long driving into driving a golf cart into a bunch of boxes. I'm going to agree with you and I'm going to say Elite.
I agree, too.
Okay. All right. Elite it. The first match we put in the lead is Kane, Big Show, and Raven.
Something had to make it. Eddie Guerrero and Test. I think this is another one that was kind of weak. And it was only weak because the roles should have been reversed as who was the babyface and who was the heel. I liked Eddie as a heel, but Tess was not a believable baby face, and it just didn't work for me.
It didn't work for a lot of people, to be honest with you.
I'd go mediocre on this one as well. I like both guys, but...
I do, too. One guy. I'm just going to say mediocre because for the same reasons why you said it.
Mediocre is probably one of Eddie's weaker matches at Mania, and that's hard to say because Eddie Guerrero was a legend. So.
All right, Clement?
Yeah, I want to say mediocre.
All right. China and Ivory. After Kurt Angle and Chris Benoit.
This match was actually very good. It wasn't their best match in their series that they did, but...
No, but they always burn the house down, and this was no different. I go very good.
Me too.
Fellas?
I go with Lee.
I won't go very good.
Okay.
I go with Lee. I think I rated this probably the best. We're talking about Benoit and Angle, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think I rated this probably the best match on the card. I go Elite.
All right. China and Ivory. Another mediocre. Actually, I wouldn't even say mediocre. I would actually go all the way down to meh.
I go meh, too, but I like the storyline. And I like the build-up and everything. I thought all that was good. It's just these, like, China was kind of... This is one of her last matches, right?
She had a couple matches after this.
Okay.
Because her very last match in the WWF was Judgment Day 2001 against Lita. And it was very weird that that was her last match because her ring attire entering the ring for that match against Lita, she was smoking hot. She looked like a Las Vegas showgirl.
Yeah.
And it was just like 15-year-old me. Actually, I'm having flashbacks again, just like I had earlier.
How she's getting moist.
Although this is actually getting me more excited than mine and Clint's Naked Steam Room.
He's going to hang up.
Yes, I am.
This wasn't that good, though. I'd put it meh. You guys agree?
I'll put it mediocre. I'll be that guy.
Good for you.
So gotta be nice on this show. All right, Shane McMahon and Mr. McMahon. To me, this is one of my guilty pleasures in wrestling. It's a street fight. Mick Foley's the guest referee. He had a bunch of shenanigans with Trish and Stephanie, and this is elite to me. I thought for both two non-wrestlers, like, these guys kind of burned the house down a little bit.
Yeah.
This was a great match.
It's fun because of the storyline going involved. And by the way, Mick Foley was actually supposed to have this match.
Yeah.
I'm
glad they gave it to Shane, though.
Well, because Mick said no.
Yeah.
What's funny to me about Mick Foley real quick, this is like the second or third time Mick Foley has turned down a WrestleMania match. Because at 13, he wasn't supposed to team with Vader. He was supposed to wrestle Vader.
Yeah.
But he didn't want to do it. Because he was afraid of Vader ripping off the other ear. And here, I just think it was just like, Mick thought that wrestling Mr. McMahon was beneath him.
That's weird.
To be honest with you, and a lot of people I'm sure are going to get after me on this, but you did say yesterday that we should no longer hold back.
Yeah.
Mick Foley's a baby. He
can't be a...
So, like...
I love him, but yeah.
I do. I like Mick Foley too, but he can be a giant baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this match was epic. And,
yeah,
like, Shane was a really good baby.
I'm agreeing with you in Elite.
Even though Shane, like, would turn into a heel later in the year, he was a good baby face here, and Mr. McMahon was such a good scumbag. So, and Trish got her fucking... for making her bark like a dog and shit. She fucking got her comeuppance against him and shit. You know, and seeing Linda hop out the wheelchair and smack him in the fucking face, dude, that was epic. I love this match.
Was it a slap in the face or was it a kick to the onion?
Was it a kick in the balls? I think it was a kick in the balls, actually.
Yeah. Just seeing her, like, go from a catatonic state, because she still looked like a fucking zombie.
Yeah. And, like, it was epic. Like, as much as we get bored of the McMahon family drama, and, like, I think that kind of took over and ruined WrestleMania 2000, but this is an instance where the McMahon family drama really worked.
Yeah.
I didn't need to see him come out later in the card and fucking join forces with his greatest enemy, but seeing him here get his ass kicked by his son, I'm all for it. I go Elite. What do you think, C-Money?
I was going to say, what does Scooby and Shaggy think?
Elite.
Clintus?
And I think we can add this next match to that as well. TLC. First ever, right?
First? No, it's TLC 2.
TLC 2. The first one was at SummerSlam.
Correct.
TLC 2. Edge and Christian, Dudley Boys, Hardy Boys, Edge and Christian get the dub. This is my favorite TLC match, so this is Elite for me.
I'm going to agree with you.
Oh, definitely Elite. Elite.
All right, we're speeding through here. The gimmick battle royal, which is won by the Iron Sheik when he takes out Hillbilly Jim.
Oh, my God.
This is actually a lot of fun.
For somebody that loves nostalgia, which I do.
Was Bobby on the call?
Bobby Heenan was on the call, yeah.
And Gene, right?
Yeah. And Gene Okerlund had no idea what he was doing. Because he's not a play-by-play guy.
No. But it was fun.
It was fun, and Bobby Heenan was having a grand old time. This was actually one of Bushwhacker Butch's last matches before he got sick and actually had to retire. And retire to New Zealand. Which is actually sad that he's the one that had to retire, because of the two Bushwhackers, he was the better worker. But you had guys. Jim Cornette was in this thing. Jim Cornette wrestled at a WrestleMania.
Wow.
Brother Love was in there too, right?
Yeah, and him and Cornette were just beating the shit out of each other the entire time. Because Cornette has even told the story, because Bruce asked him, he goes, or Bruce actually didn't ask him, he told him, he said, you know, or Cornette told him, he's like, you know what, I should be in this battle royal, you know, and you and I should both be in the battle royal, and we could just beat the shit out of each other the entire time. And Bruce is like, do you want me to mention that you want to be in it? And he's like, yeah, sure, why not? And they spent the entire match just smacking each other. So, I mean, I'm going to say...
Who won again?
I'm going to say... Huh?
Who won the match again?
Iron Sheik. So, I'm going to say it was mediocre.
I don't know. I'd go very good for nostalgia factor. It was fun.
I'll say middle of the road. Just leave me.
All right. I'll go fuck myself. Undertaker and Triple H.
They had three matches at WrestleMania. This wasn't number one. Or this was the first one. But this is their second best one. I'm going to say very good.
I'd say very good, too. Seeing Triple H get thrown off stuff, I'm always bad for that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, too. I like this one better than the ones the last two they had, to tell you the truth. I think this is one of my favorite ones.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I put Ed in the era first.
All right, so what do you guys think?
I think very good. I think people forget about this one because it's good. And then the era one is such a... historic moment.
Yeah.
That should have been Taker's last match, in my opinion. The end of the era.
Well, yeah, because it wasn't really the end of the era, because both of the guys kept wrestling.
Right.
Yeah.
Clint, if you agree, very good, or?
Yes, it's very good.
All right. Last match before we take it home here, gentlemen. Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock. Elite.
Part two.
I mean, yeah, it was Elite. And just the fact that Rock kicked out of, like, two big pinfall attempts.
Yeah. I did not need the heel turn. I agree with everybody. The heel turn did not need to happen. But the match...
Well, that's the only thing that drags this match down is the heel turn.
But when it happened, it wasn't that bad either. It was a good heel turn for the match. It's just the after that wasn't that great. But... I didn't mind. I thought this was epic. This was two of my favorites going at it, you know, as a kid. And this is fucking epic, you know. This is, you know, it's The Rock and Austin. And they're both babyface going into this thing. So it was, and no one wanted to boo Steve. But, yeah, this is Elite.
I loved it.
I'm going to agree.
It's definitely epic. Yes, it's definitely Elite.
And I see what they were trying to do with the story, which Austin wants this thing so bad that he's willing to sell out and make a deal with the devil to get it. I understand the story.
Oh, yeah. At the time, it was probably watching it live. It's probably more great. But watching over and over, you realize it's probably bad. And afterward, what happened?
Yeah, I mean, the two-man power trip was okay, but...
Like, when I first saw this match, it broke my heart.
This is just...
I thought it was good. I knew he wanted to cry. And that's all I kept saying, why, Austin, that whole night, once the match was over. Why, Austin, why?
JR was pissed.
Yeah.
I mean...
And he turned on JR the next night. Didn't he?
A few days later.
No, a few days later. Because this night he had to fight. Took The Rock on in a steel cage. was one of my favorites. The two-man power trip. Woo! I love that. That little mini run.
They were actually a pretty good duo. If the boy's going to get hurt, I wonder what would have happened.
I think the evasion would have been so much better. Let's put it that way.
I think they were building up
to
the feud because, remember, Triple H technically caused them to lose the tag titles.
Oh, yeah. They were in a feud, and then they stopped to it because of the Rumble or something, right?
Yeah. But then they had that No Way Out match.
The Three Stages of Hell, right?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah. Pretty good match, too.
Yeah.
We reviewed it on this show.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
You're not devoted. Actually, I shouldn't even say he's not devoted. All the work he did for us today.
So you want to go through the list real quick, Doug?
Okay. So in Elite, we have Kane and Big Show and Raven from 17, Shane McMahon, Vince McMahon from 17, TLC 2 from 17, and Rock and Austin versus Austin from WrestleMania 17. Anybody notice a theme here in Elite?
They're all WrestleMania 17.
Yeah. All right. Very good. We have Triple H, Daniel Bryan from 30. DeAndre the Giant, Battle Royal from 30. Batista, Randy Orton, and Daniel Bryan from 30. Hardcore Holly, Al Snow, Billy Gunn from 15. Triple H and Kane from 15. Shane and X-Pac from 15. Austin Rock from 15. Kurt Angle and Benoit from 17. And Undertaker and Triple H from 17. Mediocre, we have Cena versus Wyatt from 30, Brock and Undertaker from 30, Bret Hart and Vince McMahon from 26, Big Show and Mankind from 15, the four-way IC title match from 15, Jericho and Regal from 17, the six-man from 17, and the Brawl for All from 15, also Eddie Guerrero Test from 17, and the Gimmick Battle Royal from 17. In May, we have Kane and the Outlaws versus the Shield from 30, the Vicky Guerrero Invitational from 30, Owen Hart and Jeff Jarrett versus D'Lo Brown and Tess from 15, and China versus Ivory from 17. In Garbage, we have Sable and Tori from 15, and an Undertaker Boss Man Hell in a Cell from 15. So, that's the list.
How many Garbage?
Two, both from WrestleMania 15.
Oh, wow. Okay. This is fun, guys.
Yeah. Eric, what are we doing tomorrow night?
I was thinking about a UFC best heavyweight, best champions of all, tier list. UFC champions.
In all divisions or just one division?
All divisions.
All divisions.
Okay.
A UFC world champion tier list. I like it. We did a UFC tier list like 2 years ago. Let's do it again. And let's do champions this time only.
All champions?
All champions. I like that. Interim,
and,
too.
And anybody that's listening, if you want to join in on the chat room, we'll try to make this a thing from now on.
Yeah.
Join in on the chat room. Give us your thoughts and opinions. Let us know. Any and all feedback would be appreciated. We appreciate Stanley Cup 28. Joining us tonight.
For those of you that sent questions in the old school group and were nice and respectful about it,
yeah.
We appreciate you too.
Yeah. For those of you that were not nice and respectful, in the words of Jim Cornette, thank you, fuck you, bye.
Everybody have a great night.
And
thanks
to my brother and John too for questions.
Yeah.
Yes. Thanks.
Everybody, thank you for participating. We appreciate it.
Clinton, Eric, we love you guys. Doug will be waiting in the steam room, and we'll see you all next week.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Yeah.